Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Full Service Experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Welcome to part two of our interview with paranormal investigator Lloyd Auerbach. Have you ever, out of curiosity, attempted to use some of the more modern equipment that we see on some of those shows just to see, just test it? Just for the hell of it, like, what are they getting out of this, out of curiosity?
Well, I've played with a few things here and there. There's a couple devices that are out there that, you know, might have application, but the problem with a lot of them is that the designers are not providing the specs. We don't know if they're actually doing what they say that they're doing.
Okay.
We don't know if those that are random scanners are really random. Within parapsychology, we use random event generators, random number generators, and we're constantly checking them for randomness because they go out of random sync. They're no longer random sometimes.
Sure.
There are devices that people report are, you know, providing pictures of ghosts or stick figures. And there's so many false positives. And in fact, we don't know how those are working because the designers will not allow someone to take apart the algorithms to look at what's going on. So some of the stuff I've seen working, I've been around it. I am unconvinced that it has any application in reality. But the application it has for the ghost hunters is exciting. It provides a thrill for them. The majority of people who call themselves ghost hunters out there are not interested in understanding what's actually going on or looking into the why of it. All they're interested in is having a thrill or having an experience. Sure. And that experience is gathering evidence or something else. That's the majority. There's absolutely a whole lot of exceptions there. But there's just way too many that they follow blindly what they see on their favorite TV show. And you make any suggestions for anything else or even question what they're doing, and they get really huffy and upset.
When someone goes into an investigation, and I say someone, when I'm talking about, I would classify as an unskilled investigator, because there's obviously a lot of that now, where people, they watch the television shows, they go to Amazon or Radio Shack or whatnot, they buy a couple things and boom, they think they're investigators. And right. then people call them and because they got a Facebook page and they said, look, we right. investigate this area. And they show up and they're on a mission to get evidence. They're on a mission because they think they're going to be the next person wearing a black shirt on Travel Channel. Can an unskilled investigator, someone who's just really out for the story, or to say, look at this evidence I got, or look what they said, can that ever, in your opinion, can that make a haunting worse when they dig into a home that maybe has something, you know, pretty extreme going on in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think maybe not so much. There's two elements of making it worse. Mm-hmm. One is freaking out the people in the household, mm-hmm. because they got a growl on their EVP, which to them means it's a demon. We'll see you later. So there's no help whatsoever. And they have completely misinterpreted someone's stomach growling, or there, maybe there was a ghost dog. Who knows? Or the message of the EVP was get out, because they were being really nasty and provoking. And of course, any living or dead person would naturally react that way. So there's an interpretation issue, which when they present that to people based on the supposed evidence, without countering the evidence saying it also could be X, Y, and Z, they are not helping the family who is afraid. They're actually making it worse from an experiential perspective. The other side of that is if there is actually an entity there, they could piss that person. I mean, people are people, living or dead. Mm-hmm. Most people are not bad. Sometimes they're stupid or have no common sense.
Sure.
But most people are not malevolent, demonic, or evil, because that requires conscious thought most of the time, mm-hmm. in certain directions. And we don't find actually a lot of evidence of that. We do have bullies who stick around, and maybe we have to deal with them differently. But the problem is that if someone comes in, if the family is so freaked out, Even if you're an apparition who was trying to communicate with the family, we've had cases where all the negative stuff the family said was not negative. It was the ghost trying to get their attention because the ghost needed help, not the family. They just, because of the TV shows and movies they've seen, they've interpreted it as evil or bad.
Sure.
When in fact, at the root of it, it's not at all. As an example, I had one case where the family was seeing an apparition. They had actually called us in. They've seen this guy full bodied popping up at the top of the stairs or in the living room trying to talk to them. The wife actually told me that he would gesticulate, he'd talk, but they couldn't hear anything. So they got really freaked out because it looked like the guy looked angry, but in fact, he was getting frustrated. One night, in fact, the night before we went, he appeared at the top of the stairs as the couple was taking their two young boys to bed. The husband got, because of the surprise, he got freaked out and he ran into the wall. He turned around and he ran into the wall and he kind of knocked himself silly, not completely unconscious. But the wife actually said it was almost like a cartoon where you could almost see the little birdies flying around his head. And he, you know, he got less groggy and the first thing he said was the ghost threw me into the wall, which apparently caused his two boys to start laughing at him. Because the ghost looked as freaked out as everybody else when the guy ran into the wall.
Sure.
So that's a reaction we see. And so if a group of ghost hunters go in and provoke or just simply make things uncomfortable for an actual apparition, it's possible the apparition might do stronger activity or appear more frequently to try to get the family to actually help them or deal with whatever needs to be dealt with, which could be perceived very easily as worse.
Sure. And quite often and far too frequently, we hear the word demonic thrown out because yeah. it sounds spooky and it makes you, you know, continue to tune in after the commercial break. In your world of research, what does the ghost family tree look like for you? Does it contain mainly the spirits of the once living, or are there hauntings? And this is an opinion question. Yeah. Are there hauntings ever sourced by something that one would say never really walked the earth? It could be dark. It could be that demonic word, or it could also be the opposite end of the scale too, depending on the belief system of an angelic type figure.
So first of all, we have three categories of the phenomena we look at, which can all be confused very easily. One is the apparitional, it's the consciousness of someone after they've died. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Second category, the hauntings or residual hauntings, what we like to call place memory, that objects and locations seem to hold information, usually high emotional information, so highly charged emotion, typically events that were recorded when the people were alive, kind of like, you know, an old movie is recorded or filmed when people are alive, but we can still watch it. So, for example, at Gettysburg, there's a recording, intense recording of the battle that people consider, people who have been there a lot would consider that a recording as opposed to actual entities fighting it out still. And that can still be really negative to people. If there was a murder in the place, it can leave a high emotional mark where the place feels awful. If there was, and they may even see the murder being happening again, like recurring as a recording loop, a tape loop, mm-hmm. in some respects. So that can happen. And those tend to be more frequent than apparitional cases. Apparition cases tend to be pretty rare compared to hauntings, because the most common haunting people have experienced is emotional and purely emotional. When people go house hunting or apartment hunting, you walk into a place and you get a good vibe or a bad vibe. And that's often based on the people who were living there just now and are still alive and have moved out or are selling their house. And we don't think of that as a psychic thing, but emotions get left behind. They get imprinted.
Sure.
So that is truly a haunting. And then we have the third category, which are what we would call poltergeist activity, which is purely physical activity. Rarely are there any apparition figures seen at all. It is purely physical. It is typically derived from a living person in the environment whose unconscious mind is either relieving stress and tension or reacting to a neurological condition. About 30% of the cases in one set of more than 100 poltergeist agents had some form of either epilepsy or epileptiform activity in the temporal lobes. So we have physical activity, which often is destructive, or I won't even say destructive. I think chaotic is probably better. When apparitions are active physically, they're typically more intentional. With poltergeist cases, it tends to be more chaotic. And in some poltergeist cases, there can be an unconscious archetype projected into the minds of other people. So a shadow figure, a black knight in one case that I had, typically they don't look very human and they don't interact. They're just seen as associated with the activity. But we do not find that this is something that exists on its own, because once we deal with the agent and the agent's issues, the phenomena stops and that figure has disappeared. So I think with poltergeist activity, one of the things I can say is we have multiple ways of stopping that activity once we've identified who's doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's not from the outside. It's not spiritual in that way. In fact, mediums and psychics in poltergeist cases don't pick up anything external, typically.
It's almost that the living can be the source of a haunting quite often. And that's something that I think most don't even think of. I know it's something I didn't even conceive of until several years into doing these shows. And you start getting stories. It's like, this really points to a human being that is not even conscious that they're behind it, but they are the ones that are causing this activity that's plaguing them or those around them.
Yeah, and really with hauntings, it's really interesting that those recordings can be of you. Mm-hmm. I've had calls over the years where people saw their doppelganger. You know, they walked into their house at night. It was dark. They saw a figure moving, just walking down the hallway. They flicked on the light. They saw the figure for a moment. The figure didn't turn and look at them, but they recognized that it was themselves. Mm-hmm. So people, we leave our own impressions behind, and we might even pick them up.
Sure. Let me share this brief story with you, because I'd love to get your insight. It's been one of the more compelling ones and unique ones. After obviously you hear hundreds of stories over the years, so do we. And there's a couple that, of course, will stand out to you because you don't hear this variation very often. But one that truly stands out to me is a woman who had a dream that she was visiting her childhood home. And she was walking through the woods one night out back and saw the area where they used to have campfires as a child. And she was just observing this family that was sitting in the same spot that she did as a little girl. And they were enjoying their night and having a campfire. When this little boy looks up at her and goes, "Mommy, look, there's a ghost." And the woman wakes up from her dream. And that was it. She thought nothing more of it other than this was a spooky, you know, dream. And what an odd dream to be having in that sort of a fashion. A couple weeks later, she's in that area of town, drives by the house that she used to live in and was just curious, wanted to see what does the house look like today after that dream kind of sparked some interest. Goes up to the door, knocks on it, says, hey, I used to live here. This is, you can tell me to go away, but I'm just curious, what are things like, in the house today? She's a little perturbed because the woman who answers the door looks strangely like the woman that she saw sitting at the campfire in her dream. Mm-hmm. And it gets even more strange when the child that was in the dream that saw the ghost comes up to the door with the mom and says, hey, mom, that's the lady we saw in the woods the other night. And this is from a regular listener of ours that was recounting this story. Have you had stories like that where people are almost, astral projection is a correct word, yeah, in a dream? And then it turns out that there's these cross connections that really can be verified.
Well, there's a whole category of apparitions, mm-hmm, which we consider apparitions of the living.
Okay.
Where people are seen when they're either dreaming and visit someplace, so the out of body experience. Like this seems like it would be fit right in there with a bilocation or out of body experience dream, psychic dream. You know, I have a book out on psychic dreaming called Psychic Dreaming, which covers this particular topic, in fact.
Okay.
So that's one thing. We have situations where people are in physical or emotional crisis and they almost project out to people while they are conscious or perhaps unconscious because they were in an accident. They're projecting out to get help. Mm-hmm. And we have some intentional out-of-body experience folks who, either have while they're awake or while they're consciously trying to do out-of-body, they have been seen as apparitions by other people. So that's a really good example of a bilocation dream. I actually had something like that happen to me in the early 80s, in fact, where I had a dream about visiting a friend of mine and her daughter in the middle of the night because they were late out night hours, and both of them were really psychic. And apparently I appeared to them because they called me. She called me and said, hey, did you have a dream about us the other night? And had seen me and had a conversation with me at that point.
Wow. What was your reaction at that point, especially in the early 80s at that point in your life and research?
Interestingly enough, I was working in my first job at the American Society for Psychical Research, mm-hmm, in the education department. And I mean, my main job was to be a media liaison and educational liaison to the public. Mm-hmm. But I also spent quite a bit of time with Carlos Osis, who was our research director, who did an awful lot of investigations because I was interested in doing investigations. This is after my graduate education in parapsychology. And I spent a lot of time with our visiting psychic medium, Alex Tanis, for whom we were doing out-of-body experience research, experiments. And in fact, there's a video of those experiments up on YouTube. So Alex and I talked quite a bit about his experiences. And I said to him at one point, I remember this very clearly. So, Alex, how do I become more psychic? And the first thing he said to me was, notice that you already are. And then he gave me a couple of exercises to try, which frankly, I didn't do. But then he also said to me, stick with me, kid, you'll have experiences. So I kind of credit him for putting that thought in my head. And I actually had a whole bunch of different kinds of psychic experiences in a period of about 6 months while working there, which have helped me over the years quite a bit.
When we talk about psychic experiences or interactions where the living are behind what is going, yeah, on, it's easy to understand. It's easy for us, or somewhat easy to understand, at least in theory, that, okay, there's a person behind this. There's a conscious entity behind whatever is going on. What is your opinion? What have been your findings on situations where it's not necessarily a conscious entity that's making a reappearance? For example, we get many stories of people walking down an old dirt road that had an old house on it when they walked by. Looks either like somebody's living there, very active. They come back the trail the other way, and it is either completely gone or completely dilapidated and nothing like it was an hour ago. Or it's just not there at all ever again. But they do find that there was a foundation there. Where physical objects, physical buildings seem to come and go and be shown to the living. What is your thoughts behind cases like that?
Well, we are all receptors of information, mm-hmm. all of us. And, you know, not just our normal senses. We have extrasensory perception. We have a psychic ability, a range of abilities, because not all people with psychic abilities can do exactly the same kinds of things or perceive the exact same things. So most psychics cannot perceive apparitions. Most mediums can't do readings of living people. So there's a range. But we do have, it seems like spontaneously and just in general, we are all sensitive to these bits of recorded history in the environment. And from our perspective in parapsychology, we see, although we haven't completely understood this at all, a connection between the geomagnetic field, the Earth's magnetic field, us being psychic, and the locations themselves, to some extent. In fact, with the EMF meter, the relatively consistent correlations I found have been in these bits of place memory, these recordings, having slightly higher than background EM readings, electromagnetic readings, so a little higher. So there's something about the electromagnetic field that may connect with our brains or our consciousness directly. So walking by a house, which is no longer in existence, but you see it, during that moment, the conditions were right where you picked up information of that house having been there, just like you might have picked up an activity that had happened at that house at a certain time. Mm-hmm. So we are, it's still the living being responsible, but there is a signal. So it's like you're like the TV set and there's a cable signal and the cable's coming on and off intermittently and you pick it up sometimes and not at other times. We're still trying to figure out the reasoning behind that.
That wraps up part two of our interview with paranormal investigator and icon Lloyd Auerbach. Big thank you to him for joining us today on The Grave Talks. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.